아, 그러니 좋아. Hello. See, I'm going to check real quick. Hello. Hello. I was just muted because I was waiting for people. Hello. How are you guys? How's the Ben? Does this sound like Ben to you? I'm alive. Yes, sir. It sounds like a bath. It is the bath. Oh. Yeah. I just need to erase my makeup. Oh my goodness, my makeup has been peaking so much. You have no idea. Oh my goodness. Honestly, it could peak even more, but I'm holding back at the moment. Yeah. I'm cold, so I just had to take a bath. I'm back home, but just temporarily, 'cause I'm gonna go back. Very soon, like in a week, basically. Can you splish splash? Yeah. Stop it. That beach episode. Why even go back home? Well, because my friends are visiting, and I made sure to leave this time frame empty. It was good. Had such a good food, and then gonna show them around for a bit. Yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh has been good. It's good. It's good. I've been like doing a lot of Gemis, which was good. Yeah. But yeah, my friends are visiting, which is why I came back. Otherwise, I would have stayed in Japan because it's more convenient that way. But it's all good. Yeah. What are you in ranked? Not too far. I think I was just silver three. Yeah. Either I'm getting better, or maybe I'm just taking too long. I think it's like a mix of both. But people just kind of surrender. yeah, but yeah, I mean, like I've only lost once as I was ranking up to silver three, so yeah. Happy you didn't get sick from the trip. Oh yeah, me too. Hope it stays that way, honestly. Yeah. But yeah, I do agree. I feel like it's actually gonna be good. for learning once I get up to a specific rank. Right now, it's like easy mode. Yeah. Ugh. How you feeling? I'm good. I got a new phone. I was really contemplating between an iPhone and a Pixel. But you know what? I went for a Pixel, 'cause why not? Why the frick not? Just why not? Why shouldn't I? Yeah, I don't know. It's like going back to Pixel, it's kind of like an abusive relationship. It's like I like complain about it, but I still go back to it. It's like, I don't know. They have some quality of life improvements, which I doubt I'll probably use, but it's still kind of nice. Like, it makes me hold on to this useless hope that maybe Pixel is going to get better here on out. No Galaxy? No, not Galaxy. I had a Galaxy before. I think it was like a, what was it, Galaxy S2 back then? And it was okay. It wasn't really my cup of tea. Yeah. Did you get a cute case? I did. Yeah, and I decorated it and it looks pretty nice. Now, it's like, oh, I guess I could get something cute with a Pixel. So I'm coping real good now. Yeah. S2 was forever ago. I know, but like, it maybe it changed, but I kind of like Pixel's like post-processing on the photos. Like I think for Galaxy, they don't really have that post-processing feature. It's just the camera quality is already good as is, but it like from what I've seen, it has like a bit of a crunch to it. But like with Pixel, it kind of does post-processing and tries to smooth things out, so it does kind of help. So it's kind of nice. And then their like zoom in feature got better too. So like now you can zoom in times 10 and the quality is still good enough. So I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's like, what are you doing to me? Like, stop making me hold on to this hope that you're gonna be better. You're not gonna be any better. I know this. I know this. Yeah. Yeah, so that's it. You can see a fly from 5,000 yards away. Who knows? I don't know. I'm gonna wash my face. Ugh. And then before I head off to sleep, I'm gonna like check on some work stuff, make sure that I catch up. Talking like you have an abusive relationship, but it's just a phone. I mean, it is. It is though, because like, I know an iPhone now has the screen call feature and everything, but like recently they've added some features where it makes me think, oh, maybe it's going to be different. Like, oh, hold on. There were a few features where I was like, oh, that's good. Like, and I think one of them was like just transcribing like whatever is playing. And I thought that was kind of nifty. And then what was it? Let me check actually.
How's the microphone quality? I'm like doing this from my Pixel. Probably gonna uninstall it because I don't really have Twitter on my app. I only open it on my web browser. Oh, and then recently they added like a new feature in Google Translate where you can do like live translation. Obviously, it's not going to be as good as other translation apps, but it still gets the general gist done, which I thought was going to be okay. No. Okay, let me see. There was like a feature where you can see. So they said, what's the new feature on this? Pixel tips. No, I don't want pixel tips. Give me what the new features are. Tech specs. Oh, no. Specs wise, it didn't really make like big changes or anything. It's just whatever. I'm checking. Something about it was better. Something about it. I don't remember what it was. Oh. VPN by Google at no extra cost. You're a freaking liar. I know you're a liar. That's not a thing. Because I got Google One before, and I still do have it. But then it said, oh, you can use a VPN with it. So I was like, oh, sick. And then I tried using it. And I was like, oh, well, no, you can't. Just like what they did with unlimited photo storage on Google, they giveth and taketh. You're a liar. Nothing but lies. Anyway. Yeah, but I like my phone right now. And my makeup, honestly, super peak. Looked at myself today, was like, damn, I look so good. I just need to lose like 10 kilograms. I've been saying this for like my entire life, and I know I never will. Yeah, but it's whatever. It is what it is. Your wallpaper crony? My wallpaper is the default wallpaper because I was like, you know what? I kind of want to fit the aesthetics. And so now I'm just using one of those like default abstract wallpapers. Because now I'm getting kind of sick of all these like custom wallpapers. So I'll just have whatever's on, I guess. I'm starting to not care. I'm not caring at all. Expected a mask-wearing wallpaper. Very funny. You have default alarm too? I like something more calming. Oh my goodness. Please. Please. Okay. Yeah, but my cases are so huge right now. You have no idea. So on fleek and everything. Damn. Like, I am like dripped out. Like, it cannot get better regarding like my phone customization, because of course there's nothing for pixels. So why bother? Like, it can't get any better because it really can't. There's no other way to customize this stupid phone because it's a pixel. Okay. Very good. Oh shit. No. Don't do that. Don't scare me like that. And then tomorrow, I'll like wear makeup again. I'm gonna have afternoon tea time. And it's gonna be so good. It's gonna be like Duchess's 50 tea recipes. And then I'll like flex on like why people use teacups like that are like flat because it's too exhale, like not exhale, like inhale more aroma for the tea in comparison to coffee cups. God. That'd be so beautiful. And my friends, they've never had afternoon tea time, and they're very excited because some of them also read those webtoons where it's like, Duchess's 50 tea recipes. Yeah, so pretty exciting. And then I got like finally managed to color coordinate everything for my desk setup, and I got a water jug that's a gallon, basically. Which is pretty good. It's really heavy. I can't fit in the fridge. Yeah, but it's all white now. It's so good. Yeah, it's a gallon. It's a literal gallon. So I guess I'll never be dehydrated. Yeah, it's a metal one. The one I had before was plastic, but this one's like metal. Yeah, it's so, oh my goodness. I will not be drinking that for like, I don't know, for like six days, 6 or 7 days. 6 or 7 days. Yeah. The thing is super loud. It is.
Hold on. I'm gonna wash my face. Ugh. Yeah, but that's how it's been. Oh, and then, like, discovered like something really useful, which is that like if you don't want to chew gum because you have like you know you still have well I still have like a bit of a TMJ, it's gotten a lot better, but if you don't want to chew gum like breath mints or whatever, you can just use Listerine strips. I discovered this very recently. I was like, wow, this like Good. Changing my life.
Really good. Yeah. Those are bad for you? No. Like, Listerine strips are just like the thin piece of paper looking thing where you just like you stick it on the roof of your mouth and then it's just like breathy.
Yeah. So it's pretty good. I kind of like it. So.
And so I got one that has 42 Listerine strips because there was no standalone package. So I guess now I have 42 of them. What am I gonna do with 42? Ugh. It's like Costco portions. Think about giving it away to like my family too, because it's so good. It's so good. So amazing. I didn't buy it from Costco. It was like from Amazon. And I was getting pressure because they were like, oh, there's only like two left. And I was like, oh no, I should just get it. And there's like way too much now. What the heck is going on?
And then my calendar isn't pinging me. So annoying. Been really productive. Not gonna lie. Kind of peaking. Whoa. What the heck happened? What the screen go dark? Ugh. Oh. Okay, my face better be clean by the time I get out of the bath, because if it doesn't, I'm gonna be very, 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 very disappointed. Oh. Tired. So tired. I've been waking up like 3 or 5. Because I don't know. Jet lag, I guess. So bad. So bad. I'm like, I don't know. Can't even sleep in. And then by the time that I get used to my jet lag, I'm gonna go back. God damn it, man. Damn. Sorry. Should not be crashing out. Hold on.
Unlimited jet lag, yeah. It's gonna be like that up until like April, which is so good. Yeah. I am like going to stream at least
at least once before I go. Hopefully twice, but at least one. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, March is going to loosen up by a lot, which is good, but then there's going to be, like, one short trip around April, and then I'm going to be free! I'm going to be free for, like, a few months, and that's going to be awesome! Oh my god. I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to jump for joy!
Oh, that was good. That was really good, guys. And now I'm gonna look at my face in the mirror to see if it's all been wiped. And it has. Oh my god. Way to go. High five. Ow. Damn.
And then I gotta, like, clean up this mess in the washroom because the cats made a mess, as in they shredded some parts of the toilet paper, and so now I gotta clean it up. Ugh. All right. Hey, okay. You know what? I was going to ask if you want to say something, but if you're just going to run away like that, that's absolutely fine. You can do that. That's fine.
I really, honestly, it's a little hurtful, not going to lie, but I don't care. Excuse the noise. I'm going to vacuum real quick.
Oh. Oh, my back. Oh. Oh. I'm getting old. Feeling in my bones. I'm good. It's just my bones. Oh man, why is my hair so not straight? What's going on? Ow! Oh.
Hey, buddy. Huh? Hello, Goopy Goo. Hmm? There we go. Little goopers.
Yeah? What you up to? Just lying down? That's awesome, man. Keep up the great work.
You're so cute. All right. Baby. Tomorrow's gonna be another day, buddy. Oh yeah, they recognize each other. I put on belly weight, and yeah, it's good. Did I tell you that, like, when I took them? Well, not them. I took AM to the vet, and then I was like, oh, is he gonna be okay? Because, you know, PM doesn't recognize him, and he's like yowling, and then he started laughing. I was like, what's so funny? It's a legitimate concern. Yeah, the vet was laughing, and then yeah, I also asked like one of my family members to come with me, and then they were also laughing. I was like, what's so funny? All I said was yowling. They're like, yowling. Then I guess that word choice was funny. They started laughing. I was like, why? It's like a real concern for me. Yeah. And then you know what the most, like, I mean, it's good, but you know what the most frustrating part is? I pay $850 for this cat, right? Because I gotta, like, you know, check for blood tests, x-ray, whatever, all the standard procedures. And then the day that I bring him back, he's suddenly okay. He's fine now. I'm so frustrated. Oh. And then I was like complaining, because I was like, man, with the amount of money that I spent on this cat, I could have bought like two cats. Crazy. Oh. Oh, man. I was so angry and frustrated at the world. Every year, he like makes me spend so much money, and PM is so fine. It's just AM crazy. Oh, he's such a special boy. He's okay now. What would you name the two other cats? I don't know. If I had three, I would call them like Japan time, Eastern time, Pacific time. So maybe just like Eastern, Pacific, Japan. So it would be, oh, Pist, Gist, Est. Oh, that's perfect. Call one Greenwich. I'm not gonna do that. Will Pist and Est names change with daylight savings?
Oh, I hate daylight savings. Oh, I don't even know why they made that into a thing. I used to be so happy about it.
Because that means I can sleep like an hour later, like when times change. But then now it's just like, oh, it's so inconvenient. Why can't it just be the same time? Why'd you think that was a good idea? You think that would make more sense? Obviously, it wouldn't. Ugh. Yeah. So annoying. And then you gotta like change the time. Like, are you kidding me? Just make it the same time. And then it's so annoying because one day I would see, oh, like you got the times wrong. I'd be like, what do you mean the times are wrong? And then I check. It's like, oh, it's because it's like not that time anymore. That's why I just gave up on like setting up like the whole daylight savings, whatever. I don't even do PST, EST, whatever. I just do like PT. I still have, oh yeah. Yeah, it's just PTET. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, I'm so sick and tired of writing PST or PDT, whatever. It's just PT and ET, whatever. I remember when you did PT, but still EST. I don't know. This time zone stuff, so annoying. I think we should just unify it. We should just unify all the time zones. That would make things so easy. Ah. Yeah. One Earth, one time zone. Oh, that's beautiful. It's like Pangaea, that theory where the world used to be a whole, but then slowly started drifting apart. And then the reason why it's a theory is because like some of the outlines of the countries or whatever matches with the other parts of the country. Which is why they're like saying, oh, yeah, that's a whole theory that it used to be one. Yeah. Yeah. Like a single continent, yeah. So, like, oh. You want to know something funny? Oh, I'll tell you later, like again on stream for people who like missed this part of the stream, obviously. Yeah. Oh, also, this isn't going to be recorded, so I know there are some people who like get really like upset because like they missed it. They missed the space. Don't worry. I'll be back. You won't be missing out on anything. Do tell them that. Anyway, where was I? I gotta confess. I'm not going to tell you which one exactly, but I long ago I wrote a fan fiction, and then it's like man. And it was basically like the I don't know why I'm telling you this. That's like it was like an in-game world and then fast forward to the future. Like modern retelling basically of the
the original. Yeah. And then, so let's say there was a, like, let's say Narnia, right? It's like a modern retelling of Narnia, and it's like one of the experts there would be saying, "Oh yeah, so Narnia used to be one continent. You know the Pangaea theory? Yeah, that." It was like one of the like smart like archaeologist, geographical expert, and then obviously I didn't want to explain any further, and it's just a passing NPC character basically. So all I wrote was like, yeah, so like the continent used to be whole, like Narnia, right? Used to be whole. You know Pangaea theory? Yeah, is that. Yeah. So bad. Oh my god. So bad. And then at the time, I was like, damn, I think I wrote a bang. What was I thinking? Oh. I was so proud of it. And then like later on I came across it, like, because I completely forgot, and I like came across it one day. I was like, damn, what was I on? And I thought this was a masterpiece. Damn, this like belongs in the garbage. Yeah. Would you call it absolute cinema? No, I'd call it absolute garbage. Yeah. And like, I had so many ideas. But the thing is, like, even though I had so many ideas, I didn't have patience to freaking write it out. Yeah. Ugh. Horrifying. Yeah. So, yeah, there was that. It was really bad. Dark times. Low point. One of the low points of my life, honestly. Not really. I'm just dramatizing it. But yeah. Oh, God. Hope I never come across that again. What if it's actually really good? No, it's genuinely bad. And it's not me being overly critical. It is genuinely hot garbage. I can't even say, oh, this is Hot Topic garbage. No, it's just off-brand, awful garbage dumpster fire. Yeah. Yeah, those were the days. That's that. Oh my god. Yeah. What was a fandom? Why would I tell you? I'm not gonna tell you. Are you freaking crazy? I won't tell you anything. Yeah. But the past is the past. Did you do any Warriors fanfic? No, not that. I used to like imagine it though. Just like, oh, it would be so cool if Warriors were real. And that one, it goes into like a slightly sadder topic, so like I don't want to go too much into depth about it, but it was like, oh, I hope it'll be good. Did you make any OC cat? Not really. Just like based it off of my cat. But it was like it was good. Think I like what was it? I don't know. I think it was like white pool or white storm or something like that. Would AM or PM be a better warrior cat? No, absolutely not. They wouldn't. They are just kitty pets. They are not even loner cats. Cannot even be a rogue. Just kitty pets. That is all they will ever be. Like, I know, like, River Clan is supposed to be the richer, like, the upper class cats, but they can't even be that because River Clan cats, their fur is sleek, and because they swim a lot and eat fish that's like rich in like omega 3 whatever and like oil, fish oil whatever, and that's why their fur is like sleek and they eat well, and that's why they're like pretty big. But then with my cats, they hit like little children that they are, and they will be absolutely floored. AM will be really wild and crazy in Warriors World. Yeah, I think. No, he won't even be part of the Dark Forest. I think he might have to retire early or something and be taken care of. I don't think he can have any role in the clan. A PM could be a medicine cat. I could see him being like a medicine cat. AM would be an elder cat. He's way too paranoid, way too skittish. Why not a fighter? Definitely not a fighter. He is like a runner. What tales would AM tell? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Probably would talk about how he ran away from very horrifying two legs, and then now he's being surrounded by horrifying stray cats. Basically, he's gonna be so racist. Gonna be so bad to both humans and to cats. That cat. He'll just be like, oh, two legs, ew. And then be like, oh, ew, germs. Oh, look at these peasant cats. Ugh, disgusting. Oh, they probably got fleas and ticks. Ew, disgusting. Oh. Ew. And they eat disgusting food. What is this? Mouse. Oh. Oh, I cannot eat this. Oh man, I sorely miss. And besides, he can't even eat normal food, like bird or fish or whatever, because it's probably gonna cause him crystal buildup. So he's gonna be like, oh, I cannot eat this germs. I miss my royal clean urinary soda. Oh, I cannot eat anything except that. Yeah. No, when I took him to the vet, like they were trying to put him on this special diet, being like, oh, I think like since he's like full with gas, like that's the whole reason why he wasn't feeling well, was because he's full with gas. They're like, oh, maybe I think he should be put on a gastrointestinal diet. And I was like, he's already on a special diet because I took him to the vet and there's already records of it, mind you, in this very same hospital. And you guys recommended that I put him on a urinary SO diet because of the crystal buildup. And they were like, oh, okay. Like all the other like blood tests and everything was fine. But then they were like, oh, if that's the case, yeah, you can just put him on the same diet. Yeah. Did it work? I mean, it got like three medicine, and I mean, I guess it worked. Oh. And didn't work. No, they gave like three different medication, but then it didn't matter because after he came back, like he was completely fine. And then I was worried because I thought maybe while I'm away, they might try to murder each other, but then thanks to Feliway, everything was taken care of. So thank you, Feliway. Feel free to sponsor me if you want to. I would really like to have one. The lifetime supply of Feliway would be not such a bad idea. So expensive. Like there was this one, oh yeah, that one kid, like, oh, what are those? That kid got like I don't know, I don't think it's still applicable, but that kid got like a lifetime guarantee of van shoes after that. So maybe I could be like that. That'd be cool. I thought my cats were going to kill each other, but thanks to Feliway, my cat lived to see another day. So thank you very much, Feliway. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. Ad voice is so on point. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Call right now on 888-905-5468. Call now, and if you call right now, you can get an extra 5 sets of Feliway, but be sure to use hashtag code crony. That's CODEKRONII. Be sure to call now within 24 hours because this
opportunity is not going to be permanent. It's bye, bye, bye. And no sell, sell, sell. Nothing. Oh. Code not registered. Why is it not registered? I don't understand. Bye 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 or bye bye bye. Well, what are you waiting for? The time is now. And it's time to bye, 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 or bye, bye, bye. Feeling tired? Absolutely not. Whatever makes you think such a thing? I'm full of energy and full of joy and excitement, and you can absolutely hear it in my voice. And always and forever, I will be excited! Super duper excited! What if I just like talk like that from now on? Konnichiwa! Hello everyone! This is Orochrony from Hololive English Promised! Today we are here on a wonderful day. I just finished taking a bath, and now I'm in here. I'm here in this lovely bed that I got exclusively from, well, I can't say too much specifics, but it was absolutely amazing, and it blew my mind. Oh. You sound like you became a weather reporter. Oh, that would be good. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And if you call now, you can get an extra Jet 2 holiday. Oh. I'd watch the weather if you reported. I wouldn't. You know, this one time I got pretty drunk and I was like cracking up so badly at the weather report. And then I got really sick for the next 3 days. So bad. I could not breathe. It was actually pretty bad. I thought it was an allergic reaction, honestly. Oh, right back at you, Shield. Well, looking at the map currently, it seems like we'll be having clear skies for the next 3 weeks. Back to you, Muff. Oh! I'm so tired. What a theater kid. Oh, thank you. That's such a big compliment because I never went to take a theater class. Yeah. Which is funny because some of you guys would call me like a theater kid, right? But then
For the other half of the people, be like, no, you could never be a theater kid. The way you behave is absolutely not. I don't really know what the difference is. But have you watched theater as a kid? I mean, not a lot. I've never watched Hairspray. I watched Wicked. Yeah, 'cause like we went on a field trip and then we watched Wicked, and that was pretty cool. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm gonna wake up so early. I'm gonna die. Did you do the Wicked collab and cookie run? Yeah, I got the glimmer cookie. Tot tot. And then there's Alphabet. Good. Meh. I'm kidding. I don't sleep like that. Oh man, I gotta like go check up on stuff too. I don't snore. Okay, well, I do snore, but like I think I only snore like not like intensely. Just like slightly when I'm tired. Yeah. And then I gotta like unpack. But what's the point of unpacking? I gotta go anyway. I'm so annoyed. Yeah. Do you sleep talk like a Peppega? What's a Peppega? Is it like the, was it Peppa the Pig? No, but I don't want to wear those clothes. I don't want to. I don't want. And then also, I gotta like put them in the laundry and stuff, and I don't want to do that because I'm lazy, but I should really check. And then I unpack, and then immediately after I unpack, I pack. And then I unpack and then pack and unpack, pack, unpack, pack, unpack, pack, unpack, pack, unpack, pack. Like a freaking mule. What kind of life am I living? What kind of life is this? Oh! Unlimited pack works. Don't say that. Oh my God, I'm a literal pack mule.
How much do you pack anyways? Know, I used to pack a lot. Nowadays, I just pack one side. That's usually good enough. But then I pack a bit on the other side, as in like I move like some of the stuff on the other side because I can. I just do that. That's all I do. And then my freaking toiletry kit, the little like travel size bottles, it keeps leaking. Now it's made a mess everywhere, and I gotta wash it. I kind of don't want to, because, like, why? And now I just don't want to bring my travel kit bottles, because if it's going to leak, like, how can I trust that other bottles would not be doing the same thing? And they're like, oh yeah, there's like a two layer of security, and it's like the same thing that I had. I'm like, oh yeah, sure. Two, three layers of security. Yeah, sure. Whatever, buddy. I know you're freaking lying. You always lie. And in the end, it's from the same manufacturing company with your own name imprinted on it. Like, it's just all the same thing at the end of the day. And you know what? You know what? It works. Unfortunately, it works. But at the moment, I'm too bitter and I don't believe it. Get one that has six or seven. Oh! I see what you did there. Six, seven. Oh, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7. Oh. Don't know if she likes it or is tired of it. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think, buddy? What do you think? What if I don't wake up in time? That's gonna be pretty bad. How much time would I have? Oh, 10 hours, maybe nine. That's so over for me. I can't wake up. Save me from yourself. Wake me up. Wake me up. I can't wake up. Save me. Man, my life. Oh, frick my chungus life. Getting, oh, 6-7 mogged. And I am just sleep maxing right now. That's what the kids are saying nowadays. Oh, I guess I'm also Pac-Maxing too, yeah. Pac-Maxing, but also Pac-Mogging. Are you a kid? You know what? Maybe everyone's a kid at heart. Maybe everyone's young and innocent, and we were all kids at one point. Goo goo gaga. Goo goo gaga. Goo goo gaga. So like when I say goo goo gaga, it's like suddenly weird. But then when babies say it, it's suddenly okay. Like, what's with that? I don't really understand. Like when a kid starts yelling in the middle of nowhere, people just try to turn a blind eye. But when I do it, people call 911 and then take me to the hospital. What's up with that? What's with this double standard? Why can't they just ignore me? Why can't I just scream at the top of my lungs and people just ignore me? Why they gotta call security? I don't really understand. Life is kind of unfair, don't you think so? And then, you know, I hear like a baby, like, or like a kid, like screaming out loud, being like, and then I just think to myself, ah, oh, me too, buddy. But then, like, it's so nice. Like, when they're angry, they can just scream at the top of their lungs. I want to do that. But then, me, I gotta go into the middle of the mountain where nobody could hear me. And then they might mistake my voice or my screams for, I don't know, a mountain lion or something. And then that's how I can get away with it. But I can't do it in the middle of the mall. If I screamed in the middle of the mall, everyone could probably hear me, to be fair. I think I can scream loud enough so that everybody in the mall could hear me. Yeah. So, you know, like I think about that. It like kind of makes me think. And then I've heard a lot of people talk about eugenics. Sounds like fun. It's gonna like puzzle game in a way. Kind of reminded me of Wobble Dogs too. So it's like, can your pet? That wasn't even a game. That was just a shock factor. Oh yeah, same creator as Super Meat Boy. It makes sense because the aesthetics look pretty similar. I thought it was from the same devs of Binding of Isaac, no? Did the dev also make Super Meat Boy? I don't really know. I'm probably mistaking it. Okay, it is. Okay. See? Oh, God. What a gamer. God damn it. What is my life? Oh, frick my my big gamer chungus life. Ugh. Oh, Fire Red and Leaf Green are coming to Switch. You know what I would want? I would want Super Mario Sunshine, because they got GameCube games available. So, like, wait, do they have GameCube games? I don't know, but I want Super Mario. Wait, hold on. No, I do have Super Mario Sunshine. False alarm. It's okay. I don't need Super Mario Sunshine anymore. Yeah, Sunshine is already on the Switch. I know because I have it. It's like Super Mario All Stars, and then they got like Super Mario Nintendo 64, and then they got Super Mario Sunshine, and then they got another 3D game, which I forget what the other one was. Oh, Super Mario Galaxy. Don't drink coffee. Oh yeah, Path of Radiance. I want to play Path of Radiance, but what's the point? I don't have time. How'd you forget Galaxy? Because they didn't play Galaxy. And then if I had Micaiah, that would be cool. Micaiah from Path of Radiance, that would be so awesome. That would be nice. And then Pokiopia, whatever that game is, super cool. I'm kind of looking forward to it. It kind of reminds me of Inoue. Obviously Animal Crossing, but it also reminds me of Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. Probably because like you get to interact with other Pokemon in like a friendly manner and stuff, and that's probably why it reminds me of Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. And I really like Pokemon Mystery Dungeon when you're able to purchase like the areas for each monster and whatever, and then I would like collect all of them, recruit every single one of them so that they can have a habitat of their own. So nice, and you can have all the legendaries just like chilling and stuff. So cute. And then I think I told you the story. Like they released Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Blue or Red, whatever it was, Red, Blue, whatever. And then for Switch, and I was really excited. And then I bought it, but then they removed the whole area thing altogether and just stuck a freaking static image, that shows that they're in, quote unquote, their own base. But what's the point? There was magic in, like becoming that Pokemon and the wandering around the areas, and they don't have that anymore. It's so sad and upsetting.
Yeah. So then I was really excited to play it, and then after seeing that that was a thing, I stopped playing. So it was really sad. Yeah. Like, honestly, like, Switch Online is great and everything, but then what's going to happen when it stops service? Then like all my save file is going to be gone. But then if I have a physical copy, then I would keep that save file technically forever. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I don't like it when it's like a digital game copy, because it's like, how do I know if it's going to be saved? It's probably not going to be saved.
Yeah. That's why I think we should all go back to having physical game copies instead of having digital game downloads. You guys should not be focusing on like having everything digital. Like, we should have physical game cards. And there was value in having it was almost like being a collector in a way. And then you get to see all these like cool little like pamphlets and whatever. They got like little custom stuff. You get to read up more about the plot and everything. There was magic in it. And then inside the game, you can redeem the code so that you can like redeem it for game points or whatever. It was so good. And then it's just whatever. And nowadays it's just on the little game download. So sad. And you actually own it, yeah. And you know what? When I got Tamagotchi Plaza for Switch 2, because I was like, I want to play Tamagotchi Plaza. It's great. It's a very brain dead game, and I love it. I love it. I made everything into Gotchi State, which was awesome. And I gotta make it maxed out, but I only maxed out one. Which is whatever. But it was so good. But it was only available with the digital copy. And I was like, there's no way in hell that I'm gonna get a digital copy. So what I did was I ordered it and I waited 2 weeks when I know I could have just downloaded it instantaneously. I waited. I did the same thing for Animal Crossing back then. I couldn't play for like 3 weeks when it first came out and everybody was playing it. I saw everyone playing it, but I waited like a patient person that I was. And then when I got the physical game copy, it was great. And it was wonderful. But what's the freaking point? Because Switch 2 has a different micro SD card, so all my save files are gone. Doesn't even support Save Cloud for Animal Crossing, or at least in my case, it doesn't work. People say that it does work, but it doesn't work for mine. I have no idea why. What's the point? Ugh. Ugh. Yeah. So. So it's just whatever. Mine didn't work. And, like, I mean, I know I could solve it. Like, the save file is actually all the way back to my first switch. And so I honestly don't I should figure it out. But like I don't got time. I don't got time. And then I looked at the new Animal Crossing update because I was like, oh wow. Like, yeah, let's take a look. And then I realized that I was super burnt out on Animal Crossing. I didn't finish most of my island, and just looking at it made me burnt out again. It was crazy. If there was a new Animal Crossing that was released, I would play the heck out of that one, but I don't think it's going to be released for Switch 2. But like, if it started from scratch, I would change everything. Yeah. Well, like I was thinking, oh yeah, the what was it? Happy Paradise, whatever thing was. That was pretty fun. I wanted to play it, but then the minute I looked at my island, I didn't want to play anymore, which is kind of sad. But I'm just so burnt out at the thought of it. Yeah. Did your island have a theme going? It was like rustic style, But then if I start from scratch, I need to have someone who would make deals with me so that I can pay off the house immediately, basically. And then I'm gonna have to clear out the shops every single day. And then I'm gonna have to get the amiibo cards to get the best villagers. And then I gotta keep harassing the villagers so that they think about moving away. And then I gotta situate all the houses in proper places that's not going to interfere with the environment. And then I gotta clean out the trees so that they can just settle in wherever they want. And then I have to terraform so that the river doesn't get in the way of the house. And then I gotta figure out how to terraform properly so that the river looks nice and where the waterfall should be and how the landscape should be. I gotta like figure out where, like, which is where and everything. And then I gotta make sure that all the furniture that I want is gonna be placed in the right spots. But then I gotta wait until autumn or something to get the mushroom set. And then, oh. And then I gotta figure out which patterns to use, and then I have to scroll through a bunch of stuff to see which one I can use. And then I'll probably look through Pinterest and whatever old Animal Crossing aesthetic pages that they have set up, and then copy off of that, basically. And then I gotta decorate the inside of my house too, obviously, and then try to fill up the catalog as much as possible, which is such a pain. And then I gotta figure out how to unlock all the recipes, because that's going to take forever. Oh, man. Oh, and then I gotta fill up the museum again from scratch. Oh man, it's all coming back to me and it's so traumatizing. Oh my God. Yeah. And then I gotta figure out how many Nook miles I need for Animal Crossing so that I need to have all the other stuff available. Oh yeah, and then I have to like change colors for each furniture so that it's thematically correct for the colors. Back then, they didn't have the option to change colors, which was horrible. But then at least now you can change colors. But the thing is, now you gotta change every single furniture, which is such a pain. Yeah, so because I'm so busy terraforming and decorating the houses and everything, I don't have time to talk to the villagers. And I haven't ever spoken to the villagers ever while I ever played that game. I never did. I just don't care. I never even talk to them. I'm just like, oh, hey. And then I just ignore them. They acknowledge me and I run off because I'm like, I don't have time for you. I gotta finish terraforming and making this place aesthetic and nice. So the minute they're like, oh, hey, and then they try to run up to you, I run away. Yeah. Yeah, they're also not worth talking to anymore. That is exactly it. 'Cause they don't got personality. I used to complain about this a lot, but they really genuinely do not have any personality anymore. Kind of miss the days where they used to be just mean for absolutely no reason. They're walking around being angry and I check in on them just to like be like, hey, are you okay? And then they get mad at you for no reason. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry for checking in on you. I hope you die. And then I plant a bunch of pitfall seeds so that they fall into it. And then I jail them with all my shoveled holes so that they can't cross. Yeah. And then randomly they like talk with other villagers and they go home being angry. And then I try to mediate the situation, being like, hey, are you guys okay? And they're like, don't talk to me. I'm like, okay, fine, I won't talk to you. And so I harass them with a net. And then, sometimes I'm walking around and then there's like a flea jumping around them and I get so disgusted and I hit them with the net and I hit them over and over again because I'm like, how dare you not wash in my presence, in my area? That's so disgusting. And then they're like, why are you hitting me? And I can't even tell them that they need to take frequent showers. Yeah. So that's it. Yeah. But now there's no point in getting to know them. Because, like, at least back then, I felt like there was some lore. Like, I'm like this really tough character. That's why, like, even the ugliest characters there, like, you kind of grow fond of them because there's like a little bit of lore behind them. They're like, oh yeah, I'm so buff and ugly, but there's a reason why I'm buff because I'm just putting on a face and I don't really have a good time growing up or something deep like that. And then you're suddenly like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's like you have character. But now if they're buff, they're like, oh, I'm buff. Oh, and that's it. There's no personality. Yeah. So there's my rant, I guess. Yeah, but I wanted to get to know them. But nowadays, I don't even want to know them because it's the same thing. They got the same tropes. If they're like cool type, they have the same dialogue. Cute type. All the characters with the cute trope have the same dialogue. It's like overlapping. It's a very extremely vanilla, same code type of thing. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. Of course. I don't mean anything that I say. I'm just kidding. Hee 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 hee. Yeah, I don't mean anything that I say. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's all good. I really love how detailed the textures are for like the fish and then the bugs. That's pretty nice. Yeah, that's great. I like that. Yeah. I really my favorite villager was Marshall. I got a picture from him back in New Leaf, I think. Super cute. And then I just had him on my island, and that was it. Yeah. And then they released like a Sanrio collab character, I think. And they seem cute, I think. I vaguely remember. I thought it was cute. Yeah. And then I had, I think, this strawberry rhino named Meringue. And then I had Stella, the sheep.
I don't remember the rest. But yeah. And then back when Raymond was all the rage, I kind of wanted Raymond. And then there was this other bear with like super PN looking eyes. Wanted that. Yeah. And then one of the wolf characters. Yeah. I don't remember. Oh, I think it was Fang. I was thinking like Wolfgang, but it might have been Fang. Villagers I hated. I mean, if I didn't like them, I would just make them move, so I don't even remember them. Yeah. Aw, pink dog named Cookie. Aw, that's cute. Yeah, you can just kick him too. But then the thing is, it's such a pain because if you kick them, you gotta figure out where to put them. And then. Oh, and then you can't terraform around it because it's like, oh, it's like too little room. So you gotta re-terraform in order to put the house in the same spot. So annoying. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it was still pretty easy to get the villagers that you want because as long as you have the amiibo card and then you have the little tent thing, you can just scan it and that villager is going to be there at the campsite. So that part is easy. You just need to like take care of all the villagers one by one. And then by the time I got all the villagers that I wanted and stuff, I was so burnt out. Ugh. Oh, yeah, it is pay to win. Yeah. I mean, Raymond also got an amiibo card later on, so. Yeah, that is when I stopped. But honestly, I'm not even into customizing is the thing. I just really liked fishing and getting bugs and filling up the museum. Like, that's all I did. I just loved like diving and then getting stuff. Donating to the museum. That is all I ever wanted to do. And back then, like there was like there's another there was like someone else in my save file that would like do all the hard work of like decorating, and I was like, oh, sick. Then I can just donate everything else to the museum, but then now I can't do that anymore. So I'm just like, what? Did you ever finish the art wing? No, not the art wing because it's such a pain. And it's not like you can do it every single day because, like, Red, I think it was Red. Red only comes by like once every week or two. Like, it's not even like specific. I think once every week. Like, not really specified. He just comes around one day. And then you can't just buy anything. You gotta analyze.
And you can't just buy everything. It's just got to be one thing, which is kind of a pain. What if I want everything, but it won't even let you buy everything? Ugh. Yeah. And then what if I actually want to display the actual art is the thing, but I can't. I can't. Because you can only buy one art piece. And then that one art piece, I gotta donate it to the museum. So I can never get an art piece of my own. Yeah, you can't do that. And then I was so sad because you don't have Gracie. Like, Gracie comes back and, like, gives you all these, like, oh, quizzes. So I thought, oh, Gracie's gonna move in and then I can finally buy, like, really expensive stuff. Like, maybe the princess set, maybe the little, like, card set furnitures. But no. Or, like, maybe even expensive outfits or something that I can spend my money on. But no, she never moves in. She never, like, puts out all these expensive princess sets, Rococo sets or whatever. Doesn't even do anything. And I'm like, why would you even give me like a fashion test if you're not going to do anything for me? Yeah, it made me feel rich when Gracie moved in. Like, I was like, wow, these furnitures are so unreasonably priced. I want them because it's going to be flexing just how rich I am in the game. But now I can't even do that. Yeah. That's it. That's all I want to say. Yeah. I'm getting tired now. I think I'm gonna go to sleep. Oh. That's it. So you're gonna play Animal Crossing? Do I sound like I'm gonna play Animal Crossing again after this entire rant? I don't even have it on Switch 2. I don't even have the save file that if I want to actually play, I gotta import it. And then if I actually start from the beginning save file, and then if something comes out aside from Animal Crossing New Horizons, like, I don't know, Animal Crossing New Universe or whatever, I'm going to freaking crash out. Be like, I've restarted the entire game just for you guys to announce New Universe. Are you kidding me right now? I'm going to crash out so hard. So I can't. I'm afraid to start. Animal Crossing New Galaxies. But wouldn't that be cool? What if you get to, like, customize the entire world? And, like, your mission is to, like, have multiple cities? Like, instead of being the mayor, you get to be the president of the Animal Crossing worlds. And you're trying to, like, you have your main city, and then you got, like, resorts. Yeah. And then you get to, like, bump into other people, like a street pass. So cool. Oh, you'll be like God, basically, yeah. And then maybe you can even, like, set up space stations or something. And then you can, like, colonize the moon. And then Kepler. Yeah. That'd be so cool. Instead of, like, Happy Home Designer Academy, whatever, you get to just customize your own resort. Cool. What if conflict breaks out? That's not gonna happen. There's only one human in that universe.
Wow.
Yeah. And then maybe Tom Nook is going to have like a different dynamic where he's actually going to be promoted from a shop owner to, like, I don't know, basically overtaking Tortimer, because Tortimer's retired. And Isabel's probably going to come back. Isabel's going to be like vice president, maybe. And then Tom Nook is going to be like the pilot or something. And then Rossetti's gonna be there. It's gonna be so cool. Rossetti's gonna he's gonna crash. And then Rover's gonna be there. And then Sable and Mabel are going to have a big shot. Oh. What do you mean I'm so immature? I was actually sleepy. I was actually closing my eyes. Was actually going in and out. Whoa, in and out. Sounds super good. How to get in and out? Yeah. Maybe you should get it with me. Jacqueline. What do I want? I mean, they just have the original. I did have In and Out before. It was pretty good. That's why I always talk about In and Out, because I think it was pretty good. Yeah. I think In and Out is kind of peak. Yeah, and then they got like a secret menu too. Haven't been to any fast food restaurants in a long while. Brown burger. Ooh. Food in Japan is pretty okay. Moss Burger is really good too. Mosh burger. MOS. The one in Japan is pretty good. Lotteria. What's a Lotteria? Like a lottery. What's my favorite? I think I got the regular. It was pretty good. Yeah. Oh, I'm not really like Shake Shack. Oh, I can barely open my eyes. Oh. Almost dropped my phone. That wasn't right. When I was alarm. Oh. I'll check it tomorrow. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Oh, how do I get out? Oh, where is other good night? Thank you. Let's catch up soon.